She used bullets from the coyote to cut her end of the fence. Outer run, middle run, inner run, and then vanished into the thickening smoke, reloading as she went. And the breaker named Waverly tried to pull free of Finley.
"Nar, nar, none of that, may it please ye,"
Finley thought. He yanked the man, who'd been a bookkeeper or some such thing in his pre-algal life, closer to him, then slapped him twice across the face, hard enough to make his hand hurt. Waverly screamed in pain and surprise.
"Who the fuck is back there?" Finley roared. "Who the fuck is doing this?"
The follow-up fire engines had halted in front of Damley House and were pouring streams of water into the smoke. Finley didn't know if it could help, but probably it couldn't hurt. And at least the damned things hadn't crashed into the building they were supposed to save, like the first one.
"Sir, I don't know,"
Waverly sobbed. Blood was streaming from one of his nostrils and the corner of his mouth.
"I don't know, but there has to be 50, maybe 100 of the devils. Dinky got us out. God bless Dinky Earnshaw."
Gasky Otego, meanwhile, wrapped one good-sized hand around James Cagney's neck and the other around Jackley's. Gasky had an idea son of a bitching crowhead Jackley had been on the verge of running, but there was no time to worry about that now. He needed them both. And,
"Boss," Finley shouted, "boss, grab the Earnshaw kid, something about this smells."
And, with Cag's face pressing against one of his cheeks and Jackley's against the other, the wheeze, who thought as clearly as anyone that terrible morning, was finally able to make himself heard. Gasky, meanwhile, repeated his command, "Divide up the armed guards and put them with the retreating breakers.
Don't try to stop them, but stay with them, and for Christ's sake, keep them from getting electrocuted. Keep them off the fence if they go past Main Street."
Before he could finish this admonishment, a figure came plummeting out of the thickening smoke. It was Gangley, the compound doctor, his white coat on fire, his roller skates still on his feet.